再一次能够回到圣殿来聚会。
Worship God again.
上星期呢，我们就停了电，所以呢，下午一切的聚会跟活动我们都停止了。
So last week there was no electricity, which is why we had to suspend all activities in the afternoon.
我们知道寻求神的时间，我们要把握住，求上帝帮助我们能够注重我们周日也是主日的敬拜。
Therefore, we need to seize every opportunity that we can have to worship God.
我们今天开始呢，就在十月的第一周，我们就开始了这个的宣教月。
Today is the beginning of the Peace Month.
我们的主题呢，都印在我们程序表的封面了。
All the events and important things are actually printed in this card right here.
我们大家拿起我们的程序表来看一下我们的主题吗
？Take a look at the bulletin that we have.
好，我们看到有中文，有英文哈，我们是靠近天父心。
The Father's call is the theme of the month.
大家来读一读这个题目啊，这是我们整个月里面我们都会注重的一个重点。我们一起来读这一次的。
Let's read together, okay?
好，靠近天父心。英文我们也来学学英文。英文怎么样 ？Pastor Mimi 帮我们带一下，英文是什么
？Let's do it together. The Father's call.
The Father's call 很简单，对不对？那我们记得。下面我们请Pastor Mimi 呢，也是帮我们在和平福音运动当中一直带领我们的。我们把下面时间交给他。
对啊，因为这个月份呢，整个月份都是和平福音嘛。什么是和平福音呢
？What is the peace？
什么是和平福音
？What is peace？
和平福音就是总动传教会的人。
Well, peace is to mobilize everybody in the church.
是所有的基督徒都来一起来明白到底天父的心是怎么样。
It involves every single Christian to understand the heart of the Father.
而且呢，在这个宣教的路上面，你我每一个人都是有份的。
And then we walk onto the journey of the mission, then everybody can actually participate.
So, 这个月份里面，我们不单只是要你做一点东西。
Not only that, throughout this month, we ask you to do something.
我们是要拿出来一个平台，让我们的神来动手。
Well, actually, throughout the whole month, it is a platform that we want to give God Himself something to do for Him.
让神他自己的灵来到每个弟兄姐妹的生命里边，告诉我们我们的生命到底是要怎么样去面对。
Well, is it actually a platform for God to exercise His will and a movement within our hearts?
帮助我们每个人明白我们的神的在我们生命里边的旨意是什么。
What is our will in this?
所以这个日分里边有很不同的东西我们要你注意到的。
There are very, various elements that we want to pay attention to.
第一就是祷告。
First of all, of course, pray.
祷告呢我们要学习为这个宣教士为这个世界的需要来祷告。
Actually, it's very important to pray for the missionaries and all the mission works.
所以在我们的大堂出面呢我的右手边外面呢有一个祷告的墙。
In fact, by responding to that, we have a prayer wall outside of the sanctuary one.
你进来的时候可能看见了吧，有七块大的板。
As you come in, probably you notice that there are seven white boards posting different concerns out there.
我们把世界不同的宗教一些的问题，一些的世界的需要都写在这个板上面了。
And not only we post all the religious content and also the needs world in the world out there.
我们鼓励每一个弟兄姐妹往后呢，接触往后去这个祷告的墙那里看看写什么。
I encourage you to look at the board and right after the service.
不单只是要看，而是要拿这个祷告的卡。
And not only to look at it, then actually there are prayer cards that you can take home with.
不是 take home， 要拿去呢，往后呢，你可以 take home.
Okay.
但是呢，也可以
Take home, yeah.
Yeah, 但是也可以把它呢挂在这个祷告的连上这个 chain of prayer 哪里
？Okay, actually, there are QR codes or the thing you can take home with in your cell phone.
Yes, you can take it home in your take a picture of it.
Take a picture of it.
意思就是，如果每一个弟兄姐妹把我们的祷告就是挂在这个墙上面呢，好像一串一串的这个祷告献给我们的神。
There are prayer cards that you can hang on your wall so that it as a serve as a reminder for yourself.
还有呢，我们非常的高兴呢，我们呢邀请了这个美国加州的这个马鞍峰教会的他们的和平福音的主任 Pastor Mike Conference， 下个星期会来到我们的当中。
And it is our great honor to invite Saddleback Church, the Peace Director, to come to us to speak. His name is Mike Constant.
所以他会下个礼拜天跟我们讲道。
And then he will come actually to here to preach about the peace plan.
他有一个 workshop 要教导我们。
And there will be a workshop that he holds next month.
就是10月14号星期六早上。
October 14th, we welcome all of you who understand English to come to the training.
对，我们希望呢每个弟兄姐妹都来。就算你说，哎，我听不懂英语啊，那怎么办呢？也可以有翻译的。
I really ask you to come. Actually, there will be interpretation. So if you're interested and pay attention to, let's come to October 14th.
但是你要需要去上网报名。
And then you need to register online.
你去我们的教会的网站去报名，因为呢，我们需要知道呢多少人来，我们要预备这个食物呢，课本呢，还有多少人需要这个翻译。
And if you check into the church website, you can log into the registration page.
好，最后呢，我们还有刚才我们讲过这个毗伦，世界在毗伦这个活动 ，World at our doorstep.
World at your doorstep. That this is a movement.
让我们先看看这个 video。
转眼之间。城北华人基督教会已经在列治文山有26年的时间。当时列治文山的居民大概只有8万人左右。经过一段的时间发展，现在我们已经超过了20万人了。在不同的民族来说，我们华人占所有的人口大概18%，其他的可能有伊朗、有意大利、有韩国、还有俄罗斯，不同的民族在我们的中间。都是我们在这个城市常常见到的。
God has brought the world to our doorsteps, and they've become our neighbors. As we pass them by, do we think about the events that are going on in their country, the culture they're part of, the food they eat? The Father's heart is to redeem people of all nations. Toronto is a meeting place for all nations. We have an opportunity to bring people to Jesus and point them to Jesus.
靠着神的恩典和带领，透过华基城北宣教月，我们一起可以参加 World at our doorstep， 就是世界在比邻，就是你可以一个人或者你整个家庭和一个小组甚至是团契，就去承担这个族群的。你可以试下当地的食物，又或者是明白当地发生一些什么事，然后我们献上祷告来到将神的爱和祝福是送给他们的。
参加的办法很简单，只要你登入教会的网页，找到这个标志，填上你的姓名还有电邮，写上你愿意为哪一个族裔承担祷告，又或者你可以亲自到小礼堂附近的世界在毗邻资料站报名也可以。我们的牧者就会在每个星期将行动细节以及祷告的目的和方向以电邮的方式传送给你。我们也会有专人将你带到的族群名称填在一张小卡片上，张贴在一幅大型的地图上。不同的民族已经来到多伦多，让我们把握机会，承担使命，见证神如何借着我们的参与和祷告，从列治文山到大多地区，再与世界连接在一起，将祷告的声音遍及万国万民，乘船天父拆船的心意。不要再等待，现在就开始行动吧。
去年我们的和平福音的大会里边，我们明白天父的心。
Well, last year our theme is to understand the Father's heart.
天父的心就是要万国万民都认识他，信他。
His heart is to let all the nations to come to know him.
今年我们希望我们的每一个堂会，每一个弟兄姐妹可以去承担一个神放在你的心里边的族裔。
Well, this year we go a little bit further by adopting a nation.
可以是任何的这个 nation 都可以。
Actually, all the nations, the selections will be online, and then you go and check it out.
我们希望就是透过这个活动，神把世界不同的民族都放到我们的教会的心里边。
And by doing this, and we can embrace different nations and ethnicity into our heart.
对吗，傅牧师
？Yes, I'm very excited. 我们国语堂一起参加，好不好
？Let's do it together, right?
好，感谢主。
我们希望是可以一个家庭跟小孩一起做，或是小组团体一起做也可以的。
Now, I encourage you to get a few people, especially the people in your family, the children, and everybody to adopt a nation. Okay, and then you can also grab the people in your small group. Yeah. 宣教月已经开始，所以我们就选了圣经里面的一本书帮助我们去灵修。
At the beginning of the Peace Month, we have picked a book from the Bible to help us to do devotions.
我们就选了这个约拿书这本书。
And we picked the book of Jonah.
约拿书呢，我们发现呢，它的如果给一个主题呢，一样可以说是靠近天父的心。
If you want to give a theme to this particular book, it can be the Father's call.
所以呢，如果您在小组的系统里边呢，你可以每一天呢收到我们在约拿书里面我们教牧同工给每一个人写的每天的灵修。
So in the daily communication from the small groups, you can receive the daily devotions that we have written for you.
然后在这个主题的带领底下呢，我们有不同的讲员就进入这个天父的心。
And through the different themes, we enter into the heart of God.
啊，愿意我们呢大家都能够集中在这个主题的当中。
Let's focus on this theme.
好，下面我们请瑶姐妹呢帮我们来带领我们来读经约拿书。
Let's listen to the scripture of the word of God.
下面是读经时间，今天我们要读的经文是约拿书第一章一到六节，请大家打开圣经。耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说：“你起来往尼尼微大城去。”向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。约拿却起来逃往他师去躲避耶和华，下到约帕遇见一只船要往他师去，他就给了船驾上了船，要与船上的人同往他师去躲避耶和华。然而耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏，水手便惧怕，个人哀求自己的神。他们将船上的货物抛在海中，为要使船倾斜。约拿已下大底舱，躺卧沉睡。船主到他那里对他说：“你这沉睡的人啊，为何这样呢？起来求告你的神，或者神顾念我们，使我们不至灭亡。”读经完毕，请大家谨记神的话语。
好，谢谢瑶瑶姐妹。好，我就想问一下呢，今天有没有是第一次来到我们教会的，我们来一起给你欢迎。有没有第一次来的福音朋友，基督徒邀请你今天来听福音主日的，有没有这样的人？你举下手给我们看一下好不好？有一些在那个前面，好，后面也有，我们来鼓掌，
热
烈的鼓掌。好，你看我们每个人进来的时间呢，教堂来的人呢，我们进来的人已经很开心，回去我告诉你更开心。你看每个人的脸非常非常的洋溢着这个喜乐。
You're happy when you come. You'll be even happier as you leave.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为你心里轻松了。
Because you have the lightness that comes into you.
有上帝啊，帮你去拿走你的重担。
The Lord removing your burdens.
你有盼望。
You have hope.
这就是今天我们也是一个福音主日哈，就是说我们这个的聚会呢，也是为到这个慕道的朋友的。
This is why we call it the Good News Sunday for all who want to come and hear the Word of God.
啊，今天呢，我会讲到基督教里面的福音的内容。
We're going to talk about the content of Christianity.
也是通过呢这个约拿书这本书里面呢，讲出这个基督教的福音内容。
And through the book of Jonah, we see the heart of what Scripture is about.
如果您来教堂呢，你就希望找到福音，找到出路的话呢，今天你可以有一些的决定，也不一定的。
When you come to the church to look for answers, you'll probably find it today.
我也发现呢，有一些人都跟我回馈，他说呢，我已经在教会里面一段时间，我希望呢能决志信主。
And some people tell me, I've been coming to church for a while. I want to make my decision today.
那今天呢，有一个非常正式的，我们有一个邀请，就是呼召。然后呢，信耶稣的人可以在我们大家的面前，然后到前面来，我为你们来祷告。你可以决志祷告。
So we have a proper invitation to you today. At the end, you can come forward to us and make your decision, and we'll pray for you.
所以我们弟兄姐妹也为到我们今天的主日里面所有的这个福音朋友，我们一起来祷告，好吗
？So let us pray for all our friends here.
今天的题目，我们打开约拿书第一章第一到第六节。
Let's take a look at Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to 6.
其实，在整本的圣经的当中
，In the whole book, the whole Bible,
上帝
，God，
他有一个的使命
，He has a mission.
你说上帝有什么的使命啊？
Well, what kind of mission does God have?
上帝的使命呢，是通过相信他的子民。
God's mission is to go through the people who follow him and trust in him.
通过他的子民来告诉全世界的人，上帝爱世人。
It is to through the people who follow him to declare that God loves the world.
不但说上帝爱世人。
Not just so also that he loves the people of the world.
并且上帝好像也在呼召呼唤这些人回归到上帝的面前。
He's also making that call, asking him to come back to him.
离开自我中心的生活。
Leave your self-centered lives.
回到了一个以创造主为中心的一个生活。
Go back to this lifestyle where it's centered into the creator of the universe.
上帝要爱我们。
God loves us.
也要拯救我们在生活里面种种的困难。
He wants to redeem us from the very difficulties of lives.
帮助我们在义人的这个罪人的一个地位上面呢，成为一个义人。
He helps us to move from sin to become righteous.
这就是一个圣经里面所说的福音。
And that is the good news from the Bible.
我们知道上帝爱世人。
We know that God so loved the people of the world.
他通过他的子民告诉这个世界他的心是什么。
Through his children, he's telling the world what it means to trust in him.
约拿书一开始上帝就做他的使命了。
In the very beginning of the book of Jonah, God begins his mission.
因为耶和华对着约拿就是他的子民哈，他说你要告诉尼尼微的人。
So God through his people, which is Jonah, and said, you have to go to tell the people of Nineveh.
上帝的心是什么呢？要通过属他的人的嘴传出去这个世界。
What is the missional heart for God is to go through the mouth of his people to declare to the world.
那你说圣经里面到底这个先知说了什么话呢？
So what are these prophets telling people?
上帝有多爱这些的人呢？
How much God loves these people?
圣经里面怎么说呢？
What does the Bible tell us?
他说你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。
So he said in verse 2, he says, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me.
在我们的耳中，我们听不出有任何好像有爱的信息，这好像只是一种的责备。
Well, doesn't sound a lot of love right there, right? Lots of judgment in there, probably.
好像是一种的审判。
It's like a lot of judgment.
从圣经后面我们更加知道，加上一个，他说你们四十日这个尼尼微城的人，他说你们过四十日，你们整个城都要倾覆了。
And then he said, if you still don't repent in 40 days, the city will be destroyed.
原来上帝通过约拿讲出来的是什么信息呢？
So what is the message God is saying through Jonah?
原来这是一个的叫警告。
It is a warning.
警告是什么呢？
What kind of warning?
警告就是保护我们的生命，以免我们有任何的损失。
In this warning, there is that protection to help us, to preserve us.
警告也是让我们离开了人生里面可能有的灾难。
To warn us to stay away and leave the perils of this world.
我们听起来好像是负面，但是后面却有一种的爱和关怀。
Seems sounds like negative, but behind it, there's that love behind this word.
它是对人的生命的价值和尊严有相当崇高的一种爱的信息出来。
There is that love for the worth and demand of man's life in there.
对吗？
Right?
如果我们在路上，我们看到一些警告的标语，我们心里会怎么想呢？
Well, if you see signs of warnings on the road, what would you do?
比如说，这是单程路，请勿进入。
Maybe it says single lane, do not enter.
如果我们在家里面看到一个的这个标志这个炉头上面说高温的表面请勿触碰。
Maybe you see this warning sign inside your home appliances. This is high temperature, do not touch.
或者是我们到户外去看有高压电线请勿触碰。
Or maybe in outside, there's a sign that says high voltage, do not touch.
或者你到别人的家里面你一看到说内有恶犬请勿靠近。
Maybe go into somebody's house and say, do not enter, there's a fierce dog in there.
这些的警告是不是要剥夺你的自由呢
？So are these signs, warnings to take away your freedom？
是不是对你人格严重的批评呢
？Is it to judge you？
不是的
，No。
它是为爱你生命的缘故，有这样的一个的警告。
Because for the sake of your life, there is a warning to protect you。
那我们人生也有不少的警告，从我们中国的这个文化里面有的。
Well, in our lives, in our daily life, there are a lot of proverbs that comes and warns us。
那我们试试看。
Okay.
少壮不努力，老大脑大徒伤悲。
I am lazy in my youth. I become a beggar when I'm old.
Is she good? Okay. 我们再来哈，星星之火可以燎原。
It takes a spark of fire to set up a fire in the prairie.
还有呢，乐极生悲。
In my joy, there is woe.
Joy to the extreme.
Yes.
可能会 cause 这个 disaster.
Right. Whoa.
再来一个哈。满招损谦受益。
Pride brings you down. Humility ascends you, lifts you up.
还有最后一个大家很熟悉的单身的人说非诚勿扰。
Only if you are generally interested.
You
are the only one, man.
You can only call me if you are genuinely serious about dating, right?
Yes.
这是人生的警告，对不对？中国人都知道啊。
These are all the life warnings that we have.
那这种的警告呢，是不是对你自由的限制，或者对你人格的侮辱呢？
Are we trying to limit your freedom over here?
啊，其实不是。
No, we're not.
我们都知道。
We all know.
这是一种爱和善良的一种关怀。
This is a way of love to express their care for you.
生怕这个人在无知、在玩梗的背后受了损伤。
So that in your innocence that you may get harm or hurt.
同样的。
Same way.
上帝以警告讲给尼尼微城的人听。
Through his warning, God is actually issuing a statement to the people of Nineveh.
这个警告并不是审判的本身这个警告是预防人进入审判的一个讯号。
The warning itself does not bring judgment. It's to prevent the people from going into judgment.
所以上帝的使命
Therefore God's mission
他的心
His heart
是爱世人的
He loves the world
但是世人离开他做各样的恶事情
But the people of the world leaves him and do things astray
在自我中心的里面生活在那里打滚
Living in self-centeredness.
上帝通过他的子民说出爱他们的话语
And God through his people declares his love to the world.
免得他们灭亡
To prevent them from getting destroyed.
要呼召他们过一个幸福的生活
Calling them back to come and live a blessed life.
上帝警告了尼尼微城的人
So God warns the people of Nineveh.
尼尼微城的人做了什么呢
What did the people of Nineveh do?
按照历史里面我们看到尼尼微城是现在伊拉克里面一个叫做 Mosul 的一个地方
Actually Nineveh is actually in today's Iraq in the city of Mosul、
啊、最近呢前一阵子那个 ISIS 在那里轰炸那个 Mosul 这个地方就是尼尼微城啊，真的有这个地方啊。
Recently、the ISIS people took over Mosul and that's actually the city of Nineveh
在圣经那个时代里面呢有个叫亚述国我们知道有亚述有巴比伦文化对不对亚述国就是亚述国的首都叫尼尼微
in the Bible times there was this land called the land of Assyria and that's the capital is Nineveh
亚述国是怎么样一个国呢你听听看
What kind of country or nation is this nation of Assyria
他们非常的骄傲
They're really prideful
非常的自大
Very, very think they're the best in the world.
也是谎诈，就是说谎跟诈骗啊，这种。
And then they're not honest.
然后呢，就很强暴。
They are wild and demanding.
他们喜欢流人的血。
They like seeing blood and killing people.
然后他们不但指他们非常的残忍。
They're very, very fierce.
然后呢，很邪淫。
邪淫。
就淫乱的这种啊 adulterous
oh they're sexually immoral
sexually immoral 还有呢他们喜欢占卜还有邪术
they love the treasures of the world
yeah 所以当时他们在 这些敌国的里面，包括以色列国里面，他们对这些人进行一直的这种残害。
So they are actually very cruel to many, many different people, including the Israelites.
所以呢，这个约拿身为一个被欺负的人呢，非常的痛恨亚述国。
So for Jonah, who's an Israelite, he does not like the people of Assyria.
现在你要知道为什么他不愿意进到亚述国里面给他们传福音。
This is why he does not want to go to Nineveh to share the good news with them.
他说你们残忍。
He said, you are cruel people.
我也可以残忍。
And I can be cruel too.
因为我不传福音给你，你就肯定下地狱，你就遭到上帝的审判了。
So if I don't share the good news with you, then you are definitely doomed.
所以基督徒
Christians,
我们不传福音其实是非常残忍的事情。
So actually, when we don't share the good news with people, we are being very cruel.
就好像我们看到一个起火的一个房子里面，如果我们的家人在里面，我们就袖手旁观，我们不开门。
It's like seeing a house being on fire and a family in there and just sit stand there and do nothing.
我相信没有个人会这样做的。
We won't do that, right?
如果我们看着亲人在房子里面，就让他在那里不救他的话，这个叫残忍。
If we see our family being burned in there and we don't go in there to rescue them, then we're being very cruel.
约拿其实非常的残忍。
And Jonah's being very cruel.
他不传福音给他们。
He doesn't share the word of God with them.
这是对敌人的残忍。
It's very cruel to our enemies.
昔日亚述国干的坏事
Because of how bad the Assyrians were.
比起我们今天，我们这个世界里面所发生的坏事
Compared to all the bad deeds of today's time.
我们可以说今天是有过而无不及的
And it actually surpasses the evilness in that days.
我们知道现在这种社会的动荡
We see the turmoils of the world right now.
有核弹的危机。
And there's a lot of the 核弹。
核弹就是这个就 the missiles.
Oh, the missiles
of the nuclear.
Oh, the nuclear arms.
Nuclear arms and missiles.
Nations.
还有恐怖主义。
The terrorists.
还有种族的仇恨。
The hatred between nations, races.
还有这种的色情暴力。
And sexual lusts.
道德的沦陷
and the immorality.
今天呢，在全球的这个大的平台中间，或者在每一个小的家庭、小平台的里面，都在上演。
Whether it's in the platforms of our family or in the world, we see all these things going on.
是全球性的。
It's a world culture.
可能在我们自己接触的一些亲戚朋友的家庭里面，我们也知道有这么一些事情。
Maybe we see these evilness in the people around us, our friends, our families.
现在还不单止，我们知道了，因为这个电脑的网络的这个发展。
Also because of the internet web world.
把这种坏的事情呢，是加倍扩大了，非常的大。
And these things can be spread much faster.
现在我们知道呢，这个网络里面其实是使人的这种的欲望呢，在被燃烧。
In the internet world, it really fills up and builds up our lust very quickly.
这种广告和商品都在人进攻你的这个心理的欲望。
The commercialism inside the web attacks our heart.
打广告它是做什么
？What are advertisers for?
让你想要的东西。
So that the things that you want to get,
很容易很快的得到。
Very easily you'll get them.
当你得到了
，when you get it,
尝到甜头了
，and you taste it,
你就不能再等
，and you can't wait.
然后你的欲望继续在网上面就继续进行
，and your desire keeps coming over up and up and up.
现在很难想象这个电脑王国对于人的这种的残害。
It's hard to see the damage the internet world is doing to man.
我们知道年轻人在网络上面打游戏。
We know the young people doing computer games on the internet.
年轻人很喜欢控制欲，要独立，要控制，就是朝着年轻人的控制欲去下手。
They want to be independent. They want to control. That's where they're attacking it.
你要皇帝，你要皇后，你可以做，而且你可以一直在上面做皇帝、皇后。
You're going to be king. You're going to be queen. You can lead. Then you can do it on the internet.
年轻人这种自大。
The way we see ourselves,
心里的欲念变成了这种暴力啊
，our desire becomes cruelty
啊，这种的心态在电脑、网络游戏里面去疯狂的去填补，或者是燃烧人的欲望。
This kind of attitude is being manifested throughout the whole young generation.
那还有其他的是这个网络的购物也是
，and also online shopping
太容易了
，too easy。
网络的这个色情和交友的网站非常的多。
And all the pornography that we can see and the online dating that we can see.
还有网络的赌博。
Online gambling.
我们可以说这个网络成为网罗了。
Online becomes taking over my life.
It becomes a trap.
It is a snare.
对。网络变成网罗。现在我们可以说以前的尼尼微城只是控制在这么一个帝国里面，现在因为通过网络是全球性的被控制。
And before we could see that whatever the happening in the people in Nineveh is now through the internet spread to the whole world.
原来我们看尼尼微城的罪恶，其实我们今天也有一些写照。
What's going on in the city of Nineveh is actually a reflection of the sinful nature that we all have.
而且上帝的标准不单是说我们做了这件事的行为，乃是做这件事情之前的这种坏动机，这个叫做罪了。
But according to the standards of God, it's not just about what we do, but before we do it, the motive that we all have.
耶稣告诉我们说，如果你恨你的弟兄，你就是杀你的弟兄。
So Jesus said, if you hate your brother, you're killing your brother.
如果我有一天我恨弟兄一次，我就一天杀他一次。
If every day I hate my brother one time, every day I kill him one time.
那耶稣也说，如果你看见妇女就动淫念的，你在心里就与他已经奸淫了。
Jesus said, if you see a woman and you have lust in your heart, you already committed adultery with her.
你说我都没有碰到这个女，我只是在心里想，上帝说这已经是犯罪了。
And you said, I didn't even touch her, I was just thinking in my mind. And the Lord said, you know what, you already did it.
原来这是上帝的标准。
That's the standard of God.
圣经的话一点都没有错。
The word is always right.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
For the world has committed sin and defied the glory of God.
而且罪的工价乃是死。
And also, the wages of sin is death.
我们每个人都逃不了我们有坏的一点的动机，在上帝的面前，这已经构成有判罪的一个后果。
Before God, we all have those sinful nature and motives in us, and that becomes sin.
所以当上帝说罪的工价乃是死的时候，这不是一个宣判，这只是一个警告。
So when God says the wages of sin is death, it's not just a judgment, it is actually a warning.
让我们可以回头。
So that we can turn back.
让我们不要已经过了头之后，我们就不能回头了。
So that we cannot miss the opportunity to turn back.
罪的工价乃是死，死是什么呢？
For the wages of sin is death. What is death?
是人里边的自由死了。
Is the freedom that is gone?
为什么这么说？我解释给你听。
Why do I say that? Let me explain.
有人说自由就是想做什么就做什么。
People say freedom is I can do whatever I want.
好了，你就尽管做你自己想做的，你就得到自由了，对吧？
Okay, so do whatever you like and you have freedom, right?
好了，你想做什么就做什么。
Whatever you want to do, go ahead, do it.
到头来呢，你被这个想做的东西呢，就辖制你。
So at the end of the day, whatever you want to do is actually controlling you.
你开始对头说我不想做了。
And you say, I don't want to do it anymore.
但是你必须继续做。
But then you have to do it, keep on doing it.
做一些良心里面过不去的事情，你必须继续做。
Until even you feel bad in your heart, you still have to go ahead and do it.
脑子说我不做。
Your mind says, don't do it, quit.
但是你继续的做。
But you keep on going.
这种叫什么字，这种叫什么，就是说我不想做。
What is this called? I don't want to do it.
你没有这种的自由，就是可以不做的自由。
I don't have that freedom to not do it.
你没有这种可以不做的自由。
I don't have this freedom to not to do it.
所以我说，什么叫死？死就是在真自由里面就死了。
So what is death? It is to be dead to the real freedom.
我们在罪恶这个网罗当中，我们就没有出路了。
In the traps of sins, we have no way out.
也可能在我们自己的喜乐和平安的心里面已经死了。
And maybe in our joy and the peace that we have died to that.
你再吃再贵的事情，再贵的东西，你再多的朋友，再享受更多的事情，你心里还不会喜乐和平安。
No matter how much more you want to have and you get it and you keep wanting it, you still don't have that joy and peace in you.
因为人已经有了罪，这个罪就带来死，就是没有平安和喜乐，平安死了就死了。
Because of that sin in you, you don't have that peace and joy. It's all dead.
可能我们自己认识的人的关系中间，也很多的关系已经死了。
Maybe many of our relationships have died.
当时夫妻美好的关系已经死了。
Supposedly the good relationship between the husband and the wife, that is gone.
天伦之乐死了。
The family relationship is broken.
人与人之间的信任死了。
The trust between man and man is dead.
在家庭中间如是，在整个国家的里面，种族之间这种的和谐也是死了。
In family systems, in our country systems, they're all dead.
所以联合国里面常常说要维持和平。
That's why in the United Nations they always said we need to keep peace.
只是谈条件。
Talk about the treaties.
谈公平。
Talk about fairness.
其实呢
？Actually.
人的和谐。
What we desire of man.
是超过公不公平的。
It's more than being fair or not.
是讲爱的。
It's about love.
爱是超过公不公平。
Love is more than just fairness.
爱是在你觉得没有办法的地方，你给他机会。
Love is when there's no other way, you still give him the opportunity.
爱是在前面看不到出路的时候，你继续的包容。
Love is whenever there is even no way out, you still want to persevere.
不是纵容哈，是包容。
Now it's just to have that graciousness, not to spoil that person.
在别人缺乏的地方，你可以服侍他。
In their lack, we can go and minister to them.
所以为什么上帝给人的这种的和平是永久的
So why is the peace that God gives us is eternal?
因为上帝以爱对我们
Because God treats us with love
如果上帝以公平对我们我们罪人就应该要死
If God treats us fairly, we're supposed to die
但是上帝以爱对我们呢他为我们死
But in love, God dies for us
是超过公不公平
It's more than just being fair or not.
这是上帝的爱
That's the love of God.
这是基督徒和基督教里面最宝贵的
That is the most crucial thing within Christianity.
是整个中国在喊着要和谐的时候是没有除了耶稣基督的爱没有办法和谐的
So when we talk about unity and harmony in China, that's the only way out, the love of God.
罗马书五章七到八节说
Romans 5:8-7, it says
说为一人死是少有的
And there it says, to die for a righteous person, well, it's very few.
为人人死或者有敢做的
Well, to die for everyone, maybe there are some people like that.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候上帝为我们死。
But there's only Christ who, while we are yet sinners, died for us.
神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And at that point, the love of Christ is fully manifested.
亲爱的朋友
Dear friends,
你是不是需要和谐
do you need harmony and peace?
你是不是需要有赦罪的平安
Do you need the forgiveness, the peace from forgiveness?
求上帝的爱临到我们。
May the love of God come upon you.
超过人间一切的公平。
Surpasses every fairness from God, from the world.
上帝爱我们，为我们死。
God loves us and dies for us.
就是耶稣基督在十字架上说向我们显明的。
This is what he said on the cross.
求上帝帮助我们。
May God come and help us.
能看见人唯一的出路就是上帝的爱在我们的心中。
To let us see that the only way out is the love of God.
亲爱的年轻人。
Dear young people.
年轻人。
Young people.
你年纪大也可以当自己年轻人。
If you're old, you can still call yourself a young person.
但年轻人不要埋头在电脑的里边啊。
Young people, don't keep looking at the internet.
年轻人不要无知。
Don't be naive.
你迷在电脑的里面。
Don't just put your head into the world of the internet.
走在人生的单程路里面。
In a single life lane of life.
就像我在开车的时候，明明这是一个弯尾，我偏要往弯尾里面走。
Just like when the road says 单程路 and I still have to go in there.
人生就是一条单程路。
Life is a single lane road.
单程路不要往里走。
And they said, don't go in.
会撞车的。
You're going to get a car crash.
但是我们还在那个网路里面我们迷上了我们变成一个很无知的人。
But we still want to indulge into the web and become a naive person.
我们就像一个司机往单程路里面赶快的加速。
Just like we're stepping on our gas and entering into the single lane road.
You will crash, man.
你一定会撞车的。
年轻人不要在无知的里面停留了。
Oh, young people, do not be naive.
我们如果中间我们成年人我们生活很忙碌的话。
Maybe for us adults, we're really very busy.
你忙得非常的这个不可开交。
You're so busy.
今天难得坐在教堂里边。
And rarely can you just come and sit inside the church.
我们要呼吁，在忙碌的人中间不要糊涂下去了。
We're calling upon those busy people, do not be foolish anymore.
人生难道就是在累积自己的财富吗？
And is life just about counting your own pennies?
我们在累积自己财富的时候，到底我们又失去了什么？
As we accumulate all kinds of wealth, what are the things that we're losing?
当我们在这个高速的单程路里面直奔的时间，
As we speed ahead in this single lane road,
难道你不感觉有一点的危险的一种的心态在里面吗？
Don't you see the risk being involved in this?
忙碌的人不要再糊涂了。
Don't be foolish men or people of busyness.
要在我们中间，我们劝年老的人，年纪大的长辈。
How about the older people, our elderly generation?
我们诚恳的劝你们。
Very sincerely, we want to encourage you.
也不要再固执了。
Don't just feel alone.
不要再顽固了。
Don't be stubborn.
我们不要拿自己的生命和永生来开玩笑了。
Don't gamble your life and your eternity.
不要再赌注。
Don't gamble anymore.
说不一定是这样的。
And said maybe it's not like that.
人生最怕就是万一。
In life, the thing that we fear most is what if.
万一死后有第二次的生命。
What if there is really eternal life after death?
万一死了之后要面对公义的上帝。
What if after death we really have to face the living God?
就是我们还在世的时候，良心一直在想着这个警号，说要停，要停，不要再做，不要再做，这种的警号的里面。
Isn't that what our heart is warning us? Stop, stop, take a look.
希伯来书九章二十七节说。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it says,
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
According to what God has destined, everybody has face-to-face death, and after death, there comes judgment.
虽然我们死了，也会面对审判。
After we die, we need to face judgment.
但是耶稣的福音说，我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话，又信我差我来者的，就有永生。不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
But the gospel of God clearly tells us this good news for those that have trusted in Him and believe in Christ. For us, we will not be condemned.
当上帝通过约拿警告尼尼微人的时候
，When God through Jonah to warn the people of Nineveh，
我们知道最后尼尼微城的人，全城的人怎么样
？What happened to the people of Nineveh at the end? Do you know？
这么凶暴的人，因为一句人一个人一句的话，他们信了，全城的人的命得以保留。
These people who are so evil because of the word that came through one person, Jonah, at the end, the whole city was saved.
当约拿在他们中间的时间
，When Jonah was amidst them,
他说：“再过四十日，你们就灭亡了。”
He said, "You will be destroyed in 40 days."
他们信了这个警告，立刻改变他们的心态，向上帝呼求。
They received the warning and immediately changed and cry out to God.
向上帝呼求。
And they cry out to God.
转变他们生活这种罪恶的生活的方式。
They changed the lifestyle of sin.
求告上帝。
And they cry out to God.
命运得以改变。
And their whole fate just turned around.
今天重要的一个事情是什么呢？
What is the most important thing today?
我们中国人有一种心态是我觉得很糟糕的。
There's one kind of mindset as Chinese have. I think it's very bad.
就是叫宿命论。
That's the way we do fatalism.
Fatalism. 宿命论是什么？我在做什么，命运告诉我怎么样，我就得顺服啊，就是宿命论呢。
What does that mean? That means if my fate is like that, que sera, sera.
我已经干了那么多年的坏事儿。
I've done so many bad things already.
我也不要再进教堂了。
So I don't want to come to church anymore.
我知道我后面的路和永恒的路是什么。
I know what lies ahead of me.
我死定的。
I know I'm doomed.
你不要再传福音给我。
So don't tell me any good news.
这个上帝是不是这样的一种上帝呢？
Is our God that kind of God?
上帝要在我们中国人这种宿命论里面起了一个新的一个例子。
So from our fatalism, God wants to come and build a new way of doing things.
当人的罪恶糟，这个很糟糕到好像尼尼微城的人一样的时候。
因为 we're so evil as like the people of Nineveh.
尼尼微城的人尚且可以求告上帝，他们的命运都可以转过来。
Even the people of there who can cry out to God and their whole lives are transformed.
今天如果我们在生命当中，我们做了什么的事情？
Today in our life, no matter what you have done,
我们要呼求同一个上帝。
If we cry out to the same God,
他同样会回应我们。
And he will come and respond.
他同样会借着耶稣基督来拯救我们。
In the same way through Christ, he will come and redeem us.
在约拿书的中间。
In the book of Jonah,
我们看到船员在海上得救了。
We see the sailors being saved in the sea.
他们在海中深处，深海里面呼求，上帝就答应他们。
In the midst of the sea, they cry out to God, and God responded.
他们从这个怒海当中都得到释放了。
In the roaring waves, they were saved.
约拿违抗上帝的命令。
Jonah, who did not follow what God wanted him to do,
在船上最后船员把他丢到海里面去。
Was being thrown into the sea.
然后被一个大鱼就吃掉。
Swallowed by a big fish.
他在这个鱼肚子里面祷告。
And he was praying inside the belly of the fish.
向上帝呼求。
And he cried out to God.
他说我从阴间的深处呼求上帝。
And he said, from the depths of Hades, I'm crying out to you, O God.
上帝就救了约拿。
And God saved him.
尼尼微城的人。
The people of Nineveh.
干了各种的罪恶。
They've done all kinds of evil deeds.
各种的暴力。
All kinds of cruelty.
约拿向他们传福音。
Jonah told them the good news of the gospel.
他们及时地呼求上帝回转他们的生命。
They turned their lifestyle. They cry out to God.
全城的人得救。
The whole city was saved.
That's a good news.
这就是好消息。
为什么？
Why?
我觉得在字里行间，这个船员约拿跟尼尼微城的人，他们有一种想法。
As we read between the lines, the sailors, Jonah, and people of Nineveh, they have one mindset.
这个很微妙的。
This is very interesting.
不是说我命该如此，我就认了吧。
And they don't say, "Oh, if that's what my life is like, then I'll just accept it."
他有灾难。
They have turmoils.
有罪恶。
They have sin.
他们盼望有一个可以施怜悯的上帝向他来求。
They hope that there's a gracious God who can come and save them.
Ask.
When?
哀求。
Cry out.
上帝就回应他们。
And the Lord just responded to them.
今天为什么要信耶稣？
Why do we need to come to the Lord?
就是同样到上帝的面前来求他。
Because we come to the Lord to beg of him.
求他借着耶稣基督来赦免我们的罪。
To have the Christ come and forgive our sins.
拯救我们。
To save us.
改变我们的命运。
To change our destiny.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
你今天来到教会的中间。
When you come to church today.
我希望每一个人带着问题来的，你要来寻求神。
I pray that everybody who has questions, come and ask God, seek him.
无论是你婚姻的问题。
Maybe it's your marriage problem.
无论是你身上的疾病。
Maybe it's your sickness.
无论是任何生命里面遇到的问题
，Any struggles of life.
Ask God.
问神。
Ask God.
问神。
这是你的出路。
That's your only way out.
今天我们要呼召。
Today we're going to give the invitation.
你要把握机会。
Seize the opportunity.
我们有很多人在你的面前已经接受了耶稣基督做他的救主。
Many people who missed you already received Christ as their Savior.
使徒行传四章十二节里面告诉我们说，除他以外，他就是耶稣基督，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以得着救恩的。
Acts 4:12 that it says, and there is salvation in no one else, no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we can be saved.
当我们在国内生病的时间，我们看到远远有一个红的十字架，我们知道医院在那里有救了。
When we were in China, when we see from far away there's a red cross, we see that, ah, there must be a hospital over there. There is help.
这是原本的十字架。医院的十字架是抄这个的十字架的。
That is the original cross. The cross we see in the hospital is a replica of this cross.
这才是真正原版的十字架。
This is the original cross.
是救人的灵魂。
To save the souls.
是救你的命运。
To change your fate.
这个的地方是把我的罪跟耶稣基督的圣洁来交换的地方。
We're doing a holy transaction here in my sin exchanging the holiness of Jesus Christ.
如果你说我一生里面有多少的罪，你在耶稣的面前说，耶稣，我跟你交换， 我把我的罪给你，你把你的圣洁和公义给我。
Do the transaction with Jesus. Whatever sins you have, give it to Jesus, and He will give you His righteousness.
我们开车上前买保险，买汽车保险。
When you drive cars and you buy car insurance.
为什么人生你有什么保险呢？
For your whole life, do you have that protection?
还是一直在这个单程路里面高速的行驶
？Or maybe you are driving high speed on that single lane, the wrong way.
逆向行驶
，and you keep going on.
直到撞车呢
？Until you have that car crash.
现在上帝已经在我们的面前，耶稣基督把上帝的爱也告诉我们。
Christ has clearly told us the love of God.
愿意我们都能够打开我们的心
，Let us open up our hearts.
来接受上帝的爱。
To receive the love of the Father.
来向上帝呼求，恳求他来拯救。
To cry out to God for Him to come and save us.
我们请 worship team 上来帮我们领唱这首的诗歌。
Let's have the worship team come and sing this song.
我们唱完这首的诗歌，我会做一次的决志的邀请。
As we start to sing the song, I will be giving out the invitation.
如果您是第一次来到教堂，心里面觉得非常的清楚，你今天可以相信耶稣。你要寻求神的，你可以来到前面。
Maybe if this is the first time you come to church, but and if you have that invitation is being sent out, come forward to us.
这是你的信心。
This is your faith.
开车尚且都买保险，你人生的保险在哪里
？Where is your insurance in life?
人生只有单程路，我们输不起的。
In this single lane of life.
上帝既然在我们的中间，我们不要再无知，不要再糊涂，不要再玩梗。
Don't be stubborn, don't be foolish, don't be naive anymore.
Let's deal with it today.
我们今天就面对吧。
今天就结束。
Today is going to come an end.
自我中心的生活。
End your self-centered life.
我们请 worship team 带领我们，我们一起唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this song.
沉浸在这首诗歌带给我们的祝福的中间。
Let's sing this song.